I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. In the studio with me is Joanna Frankel, concertmaster of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Happy to be here.
The Guarnerius violin known as Il Canone, or the Canon, will be coming to Columbus and will be displayed at the Columbus Museum of Art May 11th through 19th. And you will be performing on the instrument on May 15th with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. Tell us a little bit about this legendary violin itself.
Well, this is a very special instrument. It was the instrument that Paganini himself played for kind of the mid part of his life until his death. He was gifted this instrument by an amateur musician and businessman, and he called it his canon because it has such a powerful, powerful sound, which has to do with a lot of things. Many of them are quite mysterious. Why exactly? But many people theorize it has to do with the dimensions and also just the absolute craftsmanship, how the instrument was made.
Who was the most recent violinist to perform on Il Canone? Do you know?
Well, there have been really a grand list of illustrious violinists to play this violin, which makes it all the more humbling for me to have been selected to get to know it and play it. I believe Zakhar Braun, the famous pedagogue and amazing violinist, played a recital on it recently. I think he might have been the most recent person. But again, many, many people have really tried their hand at it. So it's really exciting.
There is no other instrument like Il Canone. But that said, an instrument like Il Canone would fetch, you know, millions of dollars at auction, but is in actuality priceless because of its rich history. While here in the United States and here in Columbus, Il Canone will be escorted everywhere by security officers at all times. And I gather that you will actually be given exactly 1 hour to practice on this instrument before you perform with it on May 15th. So are you preparing any differently now, knowing that you'll have such limited time with this instrument that you don't know, you know, in a tactile sense at this point in time?
Yes, I definitely am. I'm obviously practicing all the different works that I'll be performing on the instrument, but I'm also really taking into consideration, since I have played fine instruments before, I've not played this instrument before, but since I have tried to play, maybe a Strad here or there, another Del Gesu, I played on a Viom for 7 years, I have a bit of an idea of what the differences could be. So I'm kind of preparing in a way that lets me rely a lot more on my ears than the physical makeup of my own violin, because I know that the whole range of color and sound and really the temperament of the instrument will be different. But I also know that physically the instrument will be different. So really trying to practice a lot more mentally than physically so that I can adjust more quickly to the new kind of physical setup of the instrument.
Let's get into some of the details, if we possibly can, about some of those differences.
Yes.
You mentioned a few minutes ago the dimensions of this instrument, yes, maybe being a factor in its sound.
Yes, absolutely. Another thing that I think has given me a bit of experience with this kind of thing is that I also play the viola. And one thing, switching back and forth between the violin and the viola, you really have to rely a lot more on your ears and really kind of embodying the vibrations of the sound than physically where your fingers go, because obviously the viola is much bigger. And I have been told that actually I believe the general instrument is longer than many instruments, and that would really apply to the fingerboard, which means that the notes are going to be in different places, just in kind of a plain way of speaking. So it will be important for me to be able to adjust to that. So it's really a kind of a bit of a trial by fire, but I hope to be able to adjust quickly.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, Il Canone, it's just a larger instrument.
Yes, know, I believe it's a bit longer. And mm-hmm. I've heard that all of the different, the wood is thicker. There's differences in terms of the sound production, in terms of the F holes. The sound holes, the bass sound hold, I believe is a bit longer than the treble, which I would assume could make it the bass register really powerful, which really does speak to that title that Paganini gave it, the canon.
The canon, sure.
Yes. Yeah. So all of these things, and also especially having played the viola, really is that's a very exciting part, because I think it will have this really warm, deep register on the lower side.
As I mentioned earlier, you'll be playing Il Canone in a performance with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra May 15th. What repertoire are you working on now that you will be performing then?
Well, I will be playing a handful of shorter, more show pieces with the orchestra, which is really, it'll just be a very fun, fun concert. I'll be performing the Saint-Saëns work, Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, I'll be performing the Jules Massenet Meditation from Thais, also the famous Paganini Cantabile. Also, I'll be performing a duet from Swan Lake. There's a big concertmaster solo in that. Also, I'll be performing a Paganini Caprice. And I might be preparing an encore, but I'm still trying to work that out.
Okay, so this is an incredible amount of repertoire and, you know, some of the sort of greatest hits, if you will,
violin. Yes. Really, to try to showcase the instrument, really, as opposed to, I mean, I'll be performing it, but really we want to show all of the different sides of what the instrument can do. I think that was really the main thought.
There are actually, I gather, two copies of Il Canone that exist in the world. You mentioned Vuillaume.
Yes.
And the earlier one was made by Vuillaume,
yes,
who was sort of the luthier in Paris who took care of this instrument during Paganini's day. So he obviously knew the instrument well. That copy of Il Canone, I gather, was owned by Hilary Hahn.
Yes.
The other copy that I know of anyway of Il Canone was made by Ohioan Daniel,
yes,
Houck, whose unorthodox path to making this copy is chronicled in the documentary Strad Style. And I know Daniel, I've interviewed him in relation to that film. Have you played either of these copies?
No, I have not. I have heard them in concert. Well, I've heard Hilary Hahn's in concert. But no, I haven't. However, at least in terms of the Vuillaume, since I did play a Vuillaume, which was a copy of a different Guarneri instrument called the Old Bull Guarneri, I can speak to just how fine his copies are. I mean, I feel it's a bit odd to even call it a copy because it really has so much merit on its own. But of course, it is a copy, but they're really very, very fine and very special instruments.
Could you talk a little bit about the instrument that you play on? I mean, you are concertmaster of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. I mean, you regularly play on a serious instrument, I'm sure. But what are the details there?
So I was starting to prepare to apply for conservatories when I was 17. And I was learning the repertoire, and obviously you start to prepare for these auditions years in advance. And my violin that I had at the time, I believe was a French violin, a full size, but it really wasn't giving me the range and the scope that I needed to be able to really prepare these different works for the audition. You prepare, like, you know, several hours of music for these auditions. So my parents and I decided to start looking for an instrument, and I'm from Philadelphia, so we looked at several different places in Philadelphia, also New York. At one point, I went to Chicago to try instruments, and I wouldn't call myself the most fussy when it comes to an instrument. I basically need a few minutes with an instrument, you know, try 10 instruments with no information about the instruments, and I picked the one that I felt matched my kind of sentiment the best. And it ended up being an Italian instrument, a Vinaccia instrument. It was made in 1819 in Naples. But it is an Italian instrument. I guess the stereotype or the kind of common thought about Italian instruments is that they're quite bright. This instrument is less bright. For me, I really enjoyed that middle kind of rich register. I feel like I can kind of adjust and control the sound more than a brighter instrument. So those are the things that really drew me to the instrument. It also is a bit more thick. And then eventually I paired it with the bow I use now is a Nuremberger bow, which just has a little bit more agility that balances out that thickness. So for me, it's been really a gem to have. So I played it all the way until I went to school on it. I played concerts on it, concertos. And then I really started playing a lot more recitals, touring and different things. And I felt I really needed to find a different instrument that just had a lot more power, just the next level. So I was actually very lucky to play on this Vuillaume I was talking about on loan to me from the Rachel Barton Pine Foundation for 7 years. So I did play on that instrument, which was really a gift. And then eventually, as I was no longer what they would consider a young artist, I did return it to the foundation. Another young artist plays on it now. But now I'm playing again on my own Vinaccia. And actually, I feel it's really opened up a lot since I started playing on it again, I guess you'd say, kind of the second round. And it's wonderful. It has a beautiful high register, a dark low register. I know it very well, obviously, since I've been playing on it since I was 17. And I just performed Beethoven concerto on it with the symphony. And it does very well for me.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that your original violin, as it were, you know, kind of opened up. Can you talk a little bit about how instruments do kind of open up? I mean, it's, you know, wood is an organic material. So
yes.
Is it a question of that? And
yes. You know, I can't speak in terms of a professional physics standpoint, because obviously I don't have all the details, but in terms of how I think about it, and I think many musicians do think about it, yes, the wood is quite a malleable organic substance. And initially when an instrument is made, it obviously would be, you know, it would have a very strict quality. It would be harder. And then over the years, you know, all kinds of things weather it. So weather, humidity, dryness, and then also this extremely powerful force, which is actually sound waves and the vibration of the wood when the sound waves hit it, which is, of course, how the sound is produced in the violin or any sort of wood string instrument. So over the years of playing the instrument and over the years of the instrument just being, the wood will really mature and age. And as much as that happens, the instrument will what they call open up more. So that's really the biggest difference, I would say, between a modern instrument and an instrument that's been around for several hundred years, like the fine instruments we're talking about.
Okay, so again, Il Canone was made in 1743.
Yes.
It's 2019 now. So it's possible, in other words, that the Il Canone you will be playing on is a little bit different from the Il Canone that Paganini himself held in his hands and played on.
It's very possible. It's very possible that it just has, I don't know, even possibly even more depth. It's hard to know. It's really hard to know. Mm-hmm. One thing that will be different, definitely, is that the caretaker of the instrument, he did actually several years ago fit the instrument with modern accoutrement, if you will, the different kind of things that go on the instrument, you know, a little bit of a longer fingerboard, a chin rest, things that really facilitate modern violin playing, which was really starting at that time that Paganini was playing in terms of the age of the virtuoso and the pieces where you fly around the fingerboard and you need something to like grip the instrument so the instrument doesn't like fall off your shoulder. So there are like a bit different fittings to the instrument. And I will, as far as I know, I will have the option to choose the strings I'll be using, because generally the strings that are on the instrument all the time are gut strings, which are quite old, but also just not, it's not very practical for a modern player to be playing on those particular gut strings. So
Bruce Carlson is the curator
for
this instrument, and also, I gather, the curator of all of the priceless instruments that the city of Genoa, Italy owns.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to speak with Bruce about this instrument or correspond via email or what have you?
Yes, I have. And his main objective is that the performer is comfortable on the instrument, which is really wonderful because it's a harrowing thing to be given such a fine instrument, have very little time to play on it and try to play these difficult pieces. And so he's, of course, has so much respect for the instrument, but he also has so much respect for the performers and really trying to make them comfortable.
We've talked about the violin itself, but that's only part of the equation. What about the bow? Will you be playing on Paganini's bow?
No, I will be playing on my own bow. As far as I know, I don't know about bows that accompany the instrument or if they are there or if anyone would have particularly used those. But I will, so that takes another variable out of it. I will be playing on a bow that I'm used to. So that's really, I think it will be helpful.
I have to imagine that for you, an opportunity like this, you know, to kind of, in a sense, kind of fall into your lap was a little bit extraordinary.
Absolutely stunning. I don't think that I'm still really comprehending it fully because I'm so focused on trying to prepare well the repertoire and be really ready so I can adjust to the instrument. But I did hear that it was a possibility for a while, but there were a lot of other possibilities as well in terms of who might be playing it. So I didn't really know that it would be me until fairly recently in regards to how long it had been talked about with the sister cities. So when finally it was just disclosed to me that I would be playing it and I would be the only person playing it, it was really just really, it was breathtaking. I didn't really know how to feel. I feel mostly very humbled, very, very humbled and very excited.
Joanna Frankel, you are concertmaster of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. You will be playing on the Guarnerius violin known as Il Canone, which was owned by Paganini and played by Paganini for quite some time. It's one of the world's fabled violins, which will be coming here to Columbus. Your performance on Il Canone is May 15th with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. Rosin Milanov conducting. Thank you once again for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.